What is the entrepreneurial secret?
Well, it's several of them. It's 15 chapters in the book. Mm-hmm. And as you noted, we broke the book up into three volumes. So it's really a book series. To be honest with you, I couldn't find a single book or a book series that dealt with political, cultural, and economic issues substantively in one setting. I think that's what's missing. I have a chapter in my book that deals with the fact that the Secretary Treasurer of the United States could not even explain why businesses and entrepreneurs could not get loans. He was on Meet the Press.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked to explain securitization, and we've talked about that.
Right.
That's where loans are bundled after they've been originated and resold. The reason we were getting mortgages and loans for our businesses so easily was because somebody on Wall Street was waiting to buy them. Now that that has disappeared, over 40% of the lending for small businesses has dried up. That's why I'm saying you're going to have to turn to your friends, your family, your ethnic communities, your sororities, your fraternities, or even those that may be in so-called gangs, street organizations. Wherever there's high level of trust, you have a form of wealth that you can ride in on to start a business.
Cedric Muhammad, in very many ways, you personify that, having both been related to artists in the hip-hop culture and to the kind of entrepreneurial activities. Do you have any problems with being referred to as a part of the hip-hop generation?
Oh, no, I think it's one of the highest honors that I could be given, next to being part of the black community. Hip-hop generation is more than appropriate.
Let's start in Kansas City, Missouri with Anthony. Anthony, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Kojo.
Hey.
Big ups to your guest. I want to ask Cedric, is that his name?
Yep.
Yes.
The political ignorance is an epidemic in the African-American community, one which should be headed off now because in less than 5 years we'll be the second minority. What should we do to address and to get, let's say, like the young folks in Kansas City more entrenched in politics, because the civil rights generation that's entrenched or that's in the politics now, we're finding them to be pretty corrupt. What do we need to do to bring back that dignity and that sense of empowerment to our community?
Well, thank you for the question. That's a very good one. The first thing that I would recommend you do is meet the young people where they are. If they like sports, meet them on that level. If they like music, meet them at that level. Whatever they do culturally, you have to bring the political options to them where they are and where they feel comfortable. Otherwise, it's going to be seen as insincere, and you will be looked at as somebody who's coming from the outside, even if you are a young person, and they will not see your efforts as genuine and they won't buy in. So meet them where they are, and that's the first basis of any relationship, having the respect enough to go to a person where they are.
Cedric Muhammad.
So because it's not taught in schools, because the financial media does not really address it adequately, because politicians don't understand it, and because for some of us it hasn't been passed down through tradition and inheritance in our family, I said that I had to put together a book that I think I would want to read. So it's some fun, there's some tears, there's a lot of insight in there, and I think there's something in my personal testimony for anyone that's already in business, looking to start one, recently laid off, fired.
You show in the book that the founders of Apple, McDonald's,
yes,
Walmart, Def Jam, Nike, Microsoft did not rely upon bank loans to fuel their startups, but rather family, friends, mentors, partners, and guarantors.
Yes. My first couple chapters deal with two principles. One, why you can't get a bank loan, why a commercial bank will not loan money to an entrepreneur.
So we shouldn't even waste our time.
Well, it does happen. I don't want to turn anybody away, but it's so rare that it's like looking for, what do they say, a needle in a haystack.
Well, let's be honest. It definitely ain't happening in this climate.
Right. And
it didn't happen before this,
exactly.
So we know it's not happening now.
And it did not happen for the greatest success stories. And so what I do is, mm-hmm, I have a chapter, mm-hmm, where I link the most successful entrepreneurs that we know of, and I parallel their story to the great group economic and kinship system communities like Jamaicans, Jewish community, Chinese community, to show you that you never had to have good credit. You never had to have collateral. You never had to have revenue to get financing and seed capital to start a business. This is only a recent phenomenon that many of us have bought into. So I have a chapter that hopefully decimates that argument, so we never have to deal with it again if you've read my book.
It's at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. The book by Cedric Muhammad, The Entrepreneurial Secret to Starting a Business Without a Bank Loan, Collateral, or Revenue.